Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Seeds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Werber moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seeds scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoddap. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cook strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hoddap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoddap is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoddap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Hoddap goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 1 in the game. Cane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Seeds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hoedap moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric McNair pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Bishop reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cook reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Fox reaches second base with a double. There goes Kramer trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Hodapp, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Kramer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.